boy was far too excited to go to sleep, so he lay gazing at the crescent moon, which shone through the window opposite his bed, and thought of all the wonderful things which had happened on this most eventful of days. To begin quite at the beginning, he had, in his thoughts, to go right back to yesterday, when he had been sent to bed in the middle of the day, so that he might be rested for his long night journey to Scarborough with his uncle. Then, after having been asleep all the afternoon, he had been awakened in the evening just about the time when he usually went to bed and, treat of treats, had been allowed to sit up to the table till late dinner with his aunt and uncle. Well, soon after dinner, they had started for their long drive to the station through the brightly lighted streets which Boy had never before seen at night time. And when at last King's Cross Station was reached, they had been hurried into a carriage with rugs and pillows and were soon steaming through the suburbs of London. And Boy had found plenty of amusement in watching the flashing lights out of the window till, as the train got further and further away from the town, the lights became fewer and fewer. And he drew the curtain and settled himself comfortably in a corner with a pillow and a rug. And his uncle was deeply buried in his paper, and Boy did not like to disturb him, so he picked up Punch, which had fallen to the floor, and began to look at the pictures. Well, he must have fallen asleep soon afterwards, for he did not remember anything else till they reached York, where they had to change trains, and where they had hot coffee and sandwiches. And then, when the train started again, Boy's uncle had pointed out to him the square towers of York Minster showing clearly against the green and gold sky of early morning. And then Boy had gone to sleep again and did not wake up till they reached Scarborough, where a carriage was waiting to take them to the hotel. And Boy looked about him with great interest as they drove through the half-deserted streets, for it was still very early in the morning. He could see the ruins of an old castle at the end of the street, and as they turned a corner, the sea, flashing in the morning sunlight, burst into view. Boy thought that he had never before seen anything so beautiful. There was the great bay with the castle at one end and Oliver's Mount at the other, the quay and the little lighthouse, and a lot of ships, while out at sea was a whole fleet of brown-sailed fishing smacks coming in with their spoil of fish. And hundreds of seagulls were wheeling round and round, uttering their peculiarly shrill cry. And altogether, it was a most beautiful sight.